Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Have you ever wondered if your instincts are properly aligned, if you're really understanding what's happening to you in the buyer-seller dance or in business at all? Instincts are critical for our success. We need to know in the moment what to do. I had a client recently who came to me. I'm going to share the advice I gave to him. Welcome to today's podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bill Caskey Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Caskey. We are ready for another journey today inside the mind of a salesperson, inside the mind of a pro. And I got this idea from, by the way, if you're a virgin on this voyage, make sure you go to BillCaskey.com, C-A-S-K-E-Y. Plenty of ways that you can connect with me. We also, I forgot to mention last week, we're also opening up some slots in our High Achiever Mentoring Group program, probably opening up 5 to 7 over the next 60 days. It is a program for highly ambitious high achievers who want to reinvent themselves and change the way they do business so that they can scale up their revenue. It meets twice a month. It's a very cool program with a lot of really good people in it. Go to BillCaskey.com, very top banner, right in the very top. There's a way to get on the wait list, and we'll share some information with you. Okay. I had a client who I've worked with off and on here for the past year, and the manager of the team, who typically is not in the training, but is, you know, acquainted and oriented to what we're doing. He said, I think our people need to be more instinctive, that our instincts need to be better. And as I looked at his team, I didn't disagree. In fact, I'm thinking that almost everybody I work with, including me, need to work on how do we build our instincts? And instincts I'm defining here is that gut level direction that tells us what to do in a certain circumstance. And it could be a macro circumstance where, you know, you're not sure you want to continue to work for the company you're working with for, or you're not sure you want to pursue this prospect or not. It could be big things, or it could be micro things, little things like in the moment stuff, like a prospect just asked me to deliver a proposal. I feel like it's too early. Do my instincts scream at me? No, you can't do this. And so I think instincts run the gamut between the macro, the big, and the micro, the small. And so I had a conversation with one of his managers, and this manager agreed that his instincts need to be better. And I agreed too, but again, this is not anything to do with one person. I just think we all, because sometimes we can get so deep into the conversation and so deep into our lives, and we're in the fishbowl, you know, the fishbowl, or the fish doesn't know that they're in a fishbowl because that's just the way they've always been. And I think we get in that fishbowl mentality where we can't see out and we can't see in, and we're just in it all the time. And when we're in it all the time, I don't think we're aware. We're not aware of what's really happening. We're not aware when the customer looks at their watch 5 times during the call because they're bored with our presentation. We don't notice that they are looking away and looking at their screen. And on Zoom, you know, who knows? Oh, no, I'm taking notes. That's always, you know, I'm not looking at you, but I'm taking notes. Yeah, really, I don't think you are. But our instincts need to be sharp because we need to call people out. We need to talk about the truth. We need to be raw and authentic and fearless when we say, look, I get the feeling based on my instincts. I'm not saying that out loud, but I'm getting the feeling that this is not all that interesting to you. If your instincts aren't working, you'll never see that. You'll never see that indicator that causes you to say, I don't think you're that interested. So our instincts are important because almost everything that happens in the sales process, you rely a little bit on your instincts. What someone says and how someone says it are two different things. And what someone means by what they say is a third thing. And it's up to your instincts to know, not just to interpret, but to have the ability to say, you know, you said this, Mr. Prospect, and I think you meant this, but let me make sure I understand. What did you mean by that? If your instincts aren't screaming at you, hey, you don't know what this means. He just said something and you need to find out more. If your instincts aren't screaming that, you'll never get it. So the question then becomes, okay, how do I improve my instincts? One, I think it's with time and experience. And it's easy to look at a 55-year-old who's been in sales and has been crushing it for 30 years and is really good at it. They'll have good instincts, probably. And that's what got them to that level. The problem is they won't know how to tell you how to get good instincts. So if you're a 25 to 35-year-old listening to this and you don't have the, you know, 30 years of wisdom or experience, how do you do it? And I'm going to share with you a belief here that I think is legit all the way through our life. And here it is. I think we always know how to handle situations. I think we have a brain that records. I know we have a brain. Most of you do. And I do most of the time. I think we have a brain that records all these things in our life. It's a recording instrument. Dr. Joe Dispenza says our brain is a record of the past. Now, sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's not so good because we can allow our brain to help us make decisions that were really based on something that happened 20 years ago and is not relevant anymore, but the brain remembers. And so I'm going to go under the premise that we always know exactly what to do. The problem is that the what to do is covered up by emotion, by wants, by fear, by needs, by prior movies, misaligned preferences. I mean, there's a lot of things that can cover up our instincts. And so let's start with the premise that you always know what to do. And I think this goes for macro decisions too. If you're not happy with your job, if you hate it and you're coming home and you're smacking the kids around a little bit and life is just not good, you know that. Now, you may also know that you've got other problems and you're blaming it on the job, but instinctively, you know exactly what this is. And so I think that's the premise we should begin with, that we know what to do. And so then the next step is, okay, we need to release that. We need to uncover it with all this stuff that we've covered up with, like, I need to make this sale. So I can't allow my instincts to communicate with me because I need this sale too bad, because my manager is waiting in the wings, waiting outside with his PIP program. If I don't make this sale, I'm in it. So that's going to cover up your instincts. Your needs for money or for fame or for fortune or for attaboys or credibility or applause when you walk in the room back in the office, that's going to cover up your instincts. Back past history, you know, I know that I should do this, but the last three times I did it, I kind of got away with it, so I'm going to try to get away with it again, even though your instincts are screaming, no, this is not the right move. So the question then is, okay, well, how do we quiet those voices? Because those are voices. Those are not real. Those are voices from our past or from our present that are screaming at us at a decibel level louder than our instincts are screaming. Our instincts are quiet. They're serene. They're just operating in the background. But the voices that we're listening to are overpowering those instincts. So we've got to quiet those voices down. How do we do that? I believe that we need to all engage in some type of a mindfulness practice. Now, you can call this meditation or transcendental meditation. I don't really much care what you call it, but there's got to be quiet time built in your day. Some time for stillness. And it could be a guided visualization. Go on YouTube. There's a lot of them there. Sometimes it's just music, sometimes it's tone, sometimes it's a person you know, guiding you through a visualization of some kind that's intended to relax you. And I believe that when we can take that relaxation all the way through the day, and I know that I spend probably 10 or 15 minutes a morning in that state and 10 minutes at night in that state. And it really helps me so that during the day, I'm not reacting. I'm not reacting. Not only I'm not reacting to people, I'm not reacting to my preferences and what's going on in my head. And so I think if you adopt some type of, and it could be a walk, it could be, but it's something where you're not looking at screens. You're not, traditionally, you're not thinking about things. It's not like the time you spend planning the day. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about eyes closed, short bursts of quietness and stillness and calmness. You know, we said on this podcast, something that I teach in all of my programs to all my students, whether you're a leader, whether it's a corporate program or individual salespeople in our high achiever program, is confidence is the master key to all of this. The confidence we have in ourselves, in our capabilities, in our skills, confidence is a master key. It's a master key. How do we get there? We get there through clarity. Clear about what to do next, clear about the next obvious step, clear about a way to handle a problem or a situation. So clarity leads to confidence. Well, what leads to clarity? Calmness. If we're keeping the alliteration of the C's, the hard C's, calm leads to confident, calm leads to clarity, clarity leads to confidence. And so calmness is exactly what we're talking about here. And that the idea with improving your instincts is to improve clarity so that I know in any given moment I'm clear about what to do next. I'm not foggy about it. So I'm interested in hearing what you think, and maybe there's some other things that you've done to help build your instinctive powers or intuitive powers. But I wanted to share that with you, and this client really liked this, and actually this person that I was coaching has actually done a fair amount of mindfulness work, but he'd kind of gotten off track, which we all do, and he's now going to get back on track, and I think it's really going to help him to be better. And, you know, I hate to get everything back to money, but the fact is that, you know, we're in sales, a percent of that pie that we're in sales, the reason is 25% of pie is we want to earn, we want to create wealth for ourselves, for our families, we want to be able to give to charities, we want to make money. And while that may not be the reason, it is a reason. And if we're in sales and we're working hard, why not? I think you deserve that. And the way you earn more is to be more clear and more confident. And so to me, this idea of calmness or stillness is a moneymaker. It's not something you look at and say, well, why would I meditate for 50 minutes in the morning? I could be making cold calls. Yeah, right. You're not going to make cold calls. But You might have that reaction. I'm too busy. No, you're not too busy. You're not too busy to stop for 10 or 15 minutes, a couple times a day, and be still. Because what that's going to allow you is to be much more effective at the rest of the day so that you're making wiser decisions. So you may say, you know, I'm going to pursue that without meditation. But with meditation, you might say, no, you know what? My instincts tell me that that person is not a prospect. And you might even call them and say, look, my intuition, my instincts tell me that you're just a shopper, you're just a looker, you're not really interested. If I'm wrong, tell me. And then they say, no, you're right. I'm just looking at that point. And just think about how much time that saved you. That could have saved you hours of pursuit and proposals and reworking proposals all to get to the no anyway. So calmness leads to clarity. Clarity leads to confidence. I hope this has helped you today. I suggest you stop occasionally and just be still. And just say, this is who I am. In fact, you look at a lot of the great performers, almost all of them have some kind of practice like this. And I think to be a great performer, you have to do this. So I hope that's helped you. Go to BillCaskey.com if you want to hear more. We didn't do video today, so if you're looking for this on YouTube, it ain't there. I've got a whole rework of the office here, and we had some stuff cleaned, and it's a pit mess. It's a pit bull mess. So we're just doing audio. Anyway, see you next week. Bye.